Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 26th. You'll be interested to know, 100 years ago, today in 1924, the National Hockey League was established, initially comprising four Canadian teams. The league expanded when the first American club, the Boston Bruins, was introduced shortly thereafter, marking a significant moment in the history of professional ice hockey in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 32 degrees, with 4 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:49. It looks like we're in for a wet Tuesday, with rain likely in the morning until noon, then some patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies, as temperatures reach around 51. The south wind will be light, around 2 to 9. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 35, and a gentle west wind at 8 to 12. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be just after 7:30, with a low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, with a high near 48 and a light west wind. Rain is likely Thanksgiving Day, with cloudy skies and a high near 49. Thursday night will also bring rain, with a low around 35. Friday starts with a chance of rain, then mostly sunny skies and a high near 46. Saturday looks mostly sunny too, with a high near 43 and clear skies at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts House has approved a bill to temporarily change how Boston divides property taxes between commercial and residential taxpayers. This legislation now moves to the state Senate, which will reconvene on Wednesday. The bill, a compromise between Mayor Michelle Wu and business leaders, aims to ease anticipated residential property tax increases. Critics argue the city should consider reducing spending and addressing commercial real estate challenges. Notably, some Republicans, including House Minority Leader Bradley Jones Jr., were present during the vote, while Democrats successfully advanced the bill in an informal session without a quorum. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in Inglewood, California, the Baltimore Ravens, now 8-4, edged out the Chargers 7-4 with a thrilling 30-23 victory. Lamar Jackson dazzled with 2 touchdown passes and a rushing score, while Derrick Henry powered through for 140 yards. Despite Justin Herbert's efforts, the Chargers' streak ended. In local sports, last night, the Celtics dominated the Clippers 126-94 at TD Garden. Jason Tatum led with 20 points, complemented by 3 rebounds and 4 assists. Kristaps Porzingis shined with 16 points in his season debut. The Seas nailed 22 three-pointers Thursday night. The Celtics clash with the struggling Chicago Bulls at the United Center. Tonight, the Bruins, at 10-9-3, host the Vancouver Canucks at the Garden. In top news, Warren Buffett, at 94 years old, has announced significant changes to his philanthropic plans, continuing his Thanksgiving tradition with a donation of $1 billion and $100 million in Berkshire Hathaway stock to four family foundations. As the seventh richest individual on Bloomberg's billionaire list, with around $150 billion, Buffett revealed he will donate 99.5% of his wealth to a charitable trust overseen by his children after his death. He also noted that his children will have about 10 years to distribute his wealth, requiring unanimous decisions for requests. In business news, Ray Dalio, a prominent hedge fund manager and founder of Bridgewater Associates, faced a significant setback in 1982 that became a pivotal lesson in his investing career. He predicted an impending economic depression and positioned his investments accordingly, but the economy continued to grow, leading to massive losses. Dalio had to borrow $4,000 from his father and lay off employees. He learned that loss is a great teacher, and he emphasizes the importance of open-mindedness and surrounding himself with diverse thinkers. Dalio advocates for a portfolio comprising 15 good, uncorrelated, return streams to reduce risk and enhance performance. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $94,900. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is nearing 77 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is facing significant challenges in court regarding its alleged deletion of evidence linked to copyright violations. The New York Times has accused OpenAI of unintentionally erasing critical data that could prove the company used authors' works to train ChatGPT. OpenAI denied deleting any evidence and blamed the newspaper for a technical glitch. Meanwhile, the judge in the New York Times case recently rejected OpenAI's attempt to modify its fair use defense, which hinges on the argument that such copying benefits the public. This legal battle continues, with a hearing scheduled for December 3rd. And in entertainment news, sequel to the Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire may soon be in development at Bridge 7, a new production company founded by producer Swati Shetty and former agent Grant Kessman. The duo acquired film sequel and television rights from the UK-based Salator, the studio behind the original 2008 film. Slumdog Millionaire, directed by Danny Boyle, won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. Shetty and Kessman expressed excitement for the project, emphasizing its universal narrative and the diverse talent involved. Salador International Chairman Paul Smith also voiced enthusiasm for the collaboration. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and motivational speaker, William Arthur Ward. And he said, "Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends, We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.